Welcome to The Daily Me, the place for insights into life and business. Good morning, good afternoon, whatever it might be, wherever you are. You know, time is one of our most precious assets. It's one of those fleeting things. You wake up of a morning, you say to yourself, going to make today the best day. I'm going to be very productive. And oftentimes, at least for me, I find that I'm fumbling around with the email and other things that I know in my heart of hearts that I shouldn't get caught up by or in, but I do. But when it comes to creating a podcasting sort of schedule for yourself, it's important to make sure that you are consistently applying it and that you are organized in your production process. Without that sort of systematic approach, everything can go off the rails quite quickly. And today I want to talk about how to create a podcasting schedule and the, I guess, tips for managing that schedule once it's set up. So how often are you podcasting is one of the first things you might want to ask yourself. Are you going to be releasing episodes on a daily basis, every other week or monthly? You need to think about those things because then that's going to impact the amount of focus you're going to have on creating content because you've only got a limited amount of capacity as one person. You may have a team of podcasters, if that's the case, well, this sort of issue goes away a little bit. And, you know, the available resources, you've got to use them quite carefully, especially if you're a small to medium-sized business owner. When you do your scheduling, it's also good to know how your podcast production flows. What's the start? What's the middle? What's the end? What do you need to do? You need to break down the entire process step by step into those specific tasks. Everything from, you know, going back to this idea of content planning and doing some research to find out what you're going to talk about on your show, through to recording it, editing it, and then getting it out there, publishing and distributing it. All of these things need to be identified for you to create each episode, and they can take quite an amount of time, especially I find if you're using video. There will be a timeline, and if you can sort of get a standard or a general, an average sort of timeline, I, for example, on the My Future Business Show, like to stick between 30 and 45 minutes total record time, and I like to stick to a maximum of 3 hours editing and distribution time, and that never used to be the case. It used to be a lot longer than that because thanks to automation, software automation, a lot of that's now automated through the different channels that we appear on. Another thing that's wonderful I keep touching on is RSS feeds, but that falls outside of the scope. But when you create your content, you don't just want to pump it out day on day. You want to know at specific times when I've talked about this, would it be relevant? Is it, say, seasonal? It might be that you want to share some end of year cheer, and if that's the case, well, you wouldn't send it out in the middle of the year. So this is why, especially if you're a seasonal business, maybe you're an e-commerce store, for example, and you have special events that special releases of products in your store that release seasonally or on a an occasion when their events are coming up. So the timing of your release of your content is critical in this respect, if that's the case, because I know a lot of people have a podcast that supplements their e-commerce store and they talk about the products and the benefits and the challenges and the struggles and whatever else they want to talk about. So this is why having a very well-structured content calendar is important. And doing this in a way that makes it easy for you is the key here. You don't want to be reinventing the wheel. I would go with something like Google Calendar for now, maybe, you know, for actually making sure that you're not going to miss anything. I do have software that I use to actually schedule these things. You can also set up basic spreadsheets to give you that, I guess, that visual representation of the schedule over the course of the year. Now, there are other project management tools, so I sort of invite you to go out and have a look. And if I find some, I'm certainly going to share it within the Podcasting Central group, which you can go over to Facebook and come on into the Podcasting Central group and just type in Podcasting Central. Love to see you in there. And when you do end up doing your schedule and you've got it all together, make sure that you're batching and you're using that project management tool properly and you understand it, and you want to group, you know, different things together so that you're not duplicating your effort. And if you have a team, you have people working inside your business, don't you be the person doing all the work. Make sure you delegate out some of those responsibilities. But when you are setting up this, another thing to be considerate of is having that amount of time between episode releases and production time. Give yourself a bit of leeway, a bit of a buffer between different stages of that production process, because there will be things that come up in your business or your day-to-days with your families, your friend, whatever else, and you might need to make last-minute changes. That it's all very common for those sorts of things to happen. So giving yourself that little bit of a buffer to correct or redirect your efforts and to make sure that it's good to go before you hit the time that particular episode needs to go out is the way to go. But all in all, just remember that you have to be consistent. That is the key when it comes to podcasting. So stick to a schedule as much as you can, but also keep that, you know, that bit of leeway in mind and be a little bit adaptable just in case things pop up. But up until tomorrow, that's it for today's topic. Again, drop over to Facebook. Join us in the Podcasting Central group. Can't wait to see you there. The group is growing quite rapidly. There's lots of stuff going on. Free copy of my book, Welcome to the Show 1.0, The Complete Podcasting System for Your Business, is there. And also, we are on a big push, a constant push to increase our subscriber numbers on YouTube. So please drop over to YouTube, type in My Future Business, and like and subscribe to our channel. That would be wonderful. Thank you so very much. But again, that's it for today. Up until tomorrow. Speak to you then.